Welcome to ID the Future, a podcast about intelligent design and evolution.
Welcome, I'm Robert Crowther at the Center for Science and Culture, and this week I'm interviewing CSC Senior Fellow, biologist and author Dr. Jonathan Wells. Dr. Wells holds a PhD in molecular and cell biology from the University of California at Berkeley, and he is the author of the new book, The Politically Incorrect Guide to Darwinism and Intelligent Design, which will be in bookstores on August 25th. Today, though, Dr. Wells is with us to talk about the definition of science, specifically the definition of science adopted by the state of Kansas in their science standards. Darwinists have attacked Kansas's definition with such bogus claims as that it is out of step with science and that it's opening the door to the supernatural. Dr. Wells authored an extensive report on U.S. states' definitions of science, which Discovery Institute published last year. So I wanted to talk with him about the definition. Thanks for being with us, Dr. Wells.
It's a pleasure to be here, Rob.
Let's jump right in. Can you tell us what is science?
Well, that's not a simple question. Philosophers of science have long debated this issue, and there probably is no single definition that would satisfy everyone. But in some sense, I think people agree that science is a human activity that tries to understand the natural world, and it does that by formulating hypotheses and testing them against the evidence. Merely formulating a hypothesis is not good enough. I mean, that's just storytelling. Unless at some point we can test it against the evidence from the natural world, we're not doing real science. Linus Pauling called science the search for truth, by which he meant the search for what's real in the natural world. And that's important because it's only when we understand what's real that we can make airplanes fly and cure patients of diseases and do various other things that science has become famous for.
Okay, I want to read the actual definition of science from the Kansas State Science Standards. That definition says, quote, "Science is a systematic method of continuing investigation that uses observations, hypothesis testing, measurement, experimentation, logical argument, and theory building to lead to more adequate explanations of natural phenomena. Science does so while maintaining strict empirical standards and healthy skepticism." End quote. Now, the Kansas State Board of Education is being accused of redefining science. Is that what they did with this definition?
Absolutely not. What really happened was this. In 1999, at that time, the Kansas State Board of Education was contemplating including criticisms of macroevolution, that is, the origination of new body forms and organs and structures and so on. And they ran into some opposition and compromised on a set of standards that eliminated macroevolution, which made the Darwinists very unhappy. It was not a good solution, but it was the best they could do at the time. They were voted out. The majority were voted out. And in 2001, the new board put in a definition of science as the search for natural explanations. That was the radical redefinition of science in 2001 by the Darwinists. Last year in 2005, the board, newly constituted board, decided to revisit this, and they put in place the definition you just read, which actually is consistent with the definition of science in all other states in the United States that have definitions of science in their standards.
And correct me if I'm wrong, I think that's 40 or more than 40 states that actually define what science is in their standards.
When I counted last year, it was 40. So there were several states that do not have a definition of science in their standards. About 40 states define science very much the way you just read Kansas's definition. And at that time, only Kansas defined science as the search for natural explanations. Now, this is important because, as I said at the beginning, science is a human activity of looking for what's real in the natural world by testing hypotheses against the evidence. If we begin that activity by setting limits on the sorts of explanations we're allowed to find, that's not science. In fact, the search for natural explanations is actually applied materialistic philosophy. It is not science as most states in the Union and most scientists understand that enterprise.
Now, when you authored the Discovery Report last year on definitions of science, can you tell us a little bit briefly about some of the findings, some of the other definitions, and how they compare to Kansas?
Well, perhaps the best way I can do that is to read two or three of the other states' definitions. For example, in Idaho, science is defined as a human endeavor that seeks to understand the universe by observation, experiment, and rational interpretation of observations. For Arizona, science is a process of gathering and evaluating information, looking for patterns, and then devising and testing possible explanations. I could go on and on, but the point is that none of these definitions of science in use elsewhere in the country set limits on the explanations we're allowed to find. They talk about a process, and that's what science is.
So the Kansas definition of science is actually now getting back into alignment with the whole rest of the country.
Exactly. It was the Darwinists who radically redefined the definition of science in 2001. The present Kansas board has realigned Kansas with the mainstream of science education in this country.
Okay. Well, in doing so, they have invited a lot of criticism from Darwinists who are currently attacking the standards, making a lot of false claims about what the standards do and do not call for, and are really trying to undermine their authority, even going so far as to tell school districts not to follow the state standards, to just ignore them. And one of the things that Discovery Institute is doing is trying to set the record straight, to correct the misinformation. And in doing so, we started the Stand Up for Kansas, Stand Up for Science campaign. And you can go and find out more about that at standupforscience.com. And I wanted to ask you, Dr. Wells, why have you been so willing for many years, actually, to stand up for science, even in the face of Darwinists who attack you, in the face of harassment and prejudice from others out there?
Well, several reasons. Let me begin by pointing out that I was a former Berkeley anti-war radical in the Vietnam War days, a nonviolent resistor of the war. Went to jail for a year and a half for my convictions. So when Darwinists call me names, it just rolls off my back. I mean, this is, you know, names are not fun, but this is small-time persecution here. The other point is, I love science. I have always loved science as the search for truth. The reason Darwinists are harassing the Kansas State Board is because Darwinism cannot survive as a theory if people are encouraged to follow the evidence wherever it leads. When we look at the evidence for Darwinian evolution, it's pathetic. It's not overwhelming, it's underwhelming. And as soon as people learn that, they will realize that Darwinism is not good science. What it is the best natural explanation for what we see. But that doesn't make it the real explanation for what we see. It's artificially constrained by this materialistic philosophy that inspired this radical redefinition of science in 2001. Without that radical redefinition of science, if people are encouraged to follow the evidence, Darwinism will fall.
Well, I'm glad you're standing up for science, and I appreciate what you've done. And I know that our listeners will appreciate what you've done. They have in reading your book, Icons of Evolution. And you have a new book coming out where basically you do stand up for science again. It is called The Politically Incorrect Guide to Darwinism and Intelligent Design. And you can find out more about that at the website www.darwinismandid.com. That's darwinismandid.com. The book, The Politically Incorrect Guide to Darwinism and Intelligent Design, will be in bookstores by August 25th. I'm Robert Crowther for IDTF at the CSC in Seattle. Thanks for listening.
Music on ID the Future comes courtesy of composer Yuri Mamchur. Visit www.yuriproductions.com and check out his latest CD, In the Harbor. This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. Discovery President is Bruce Chapman. ID the Future Managing Editor is Robert Crowther. And the producer is Keith Finn. ID the Future and ID Science in the News is copyright Discovery Institute 2006. For more information, visit www.discovery.org or www.idthefuture.com.